with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom from the new movie, The Vanished. Actor and director Peter Facinelli. Welcome back, man. How you doing?
All right, man. I'm so good. I'm so happy. The movie did really well this weekend. I think we came in like third on iTunes charts and second in the drama division, which is pretty awesome, man. I'm super stoked. We got some good reviews. And people are enjoying it. So if you haven't seen The Vanished yet, check it out.
Yeah, congrats on the new movie. The Vanished is the title, like you just said. It's out now on demand. For those not familiar, what's the premise?
It's two parents played by Thomas Jane and Anne Heche. And they go to this RV park with their daughter. And their daughter goes missing within like the first 10 minutes. So it's really a whodunit. Like who took the kid? And as an audience member, it's kind of fun because you get to like... You're living side by side with the parents and going, okay, I would do that. I wouldn't do that.
Right.
And you're trying to figure it out, you know. When I was a kid, I always liked the Encyclopedia Brown books where you remember those?
Yeah, of course.
Where you'd have to like choose your own mystery and then try to solve it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a fun movie like that where you try to crack the case a little bit.
Oh, I gotta watch this with the wife because she thinks she's a sleuth.
So it's not too heavy because you know, when you have a movie about a missing kid, it gets really heavy
right.
And you're like, I don't know if I want to watch that, but it's like, it's a thriller. It's a psychological thriller. So it kind of keeps you like on the edge of your seat.
Yeah. That's my kind of film right there. Where'd you guys film it?
In Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Tuscaloosa. Any reason why did it take place there? Was this based on a true story
we needed woods and we needed an RV park and I needed a beautiful lake. And I looked in a lot of places in Alabama, it had a lot of beautiful lakes and this particular spot had like everything we needed. So we actually built a little RV park on this lake.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I bet it was really nice there. And your fiance has a role in this film, correct?
She does. And also her dad, Gregory Harrison, who's, I don't know if you know his work. He's been around for a long time.
Yeah, it sounds very familiar. I'm sure.
He's been so many great movies.
That's
and
awesome.
I'm just blessed to like be able to have him come do a role in my movie. And then my fiance, his daughter did a role. So I was stoked that I played a small role. It's funny because like I have a whole new respect for actors or directors who can direct themselves in the lead. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's hard to, I did a small role thinking, oh, this will be fun. But it's hard to compartmentalize because I'm sitting there like in front of the camera. I have to know my lines and I'm thinking about the shot and I'm like, am I in frame? And, you know, I got to get coverage on this. And so it's a lot of, you know, compartmentalizing and work, but
you're wearing a lot of hats.
We had a good time. I think I slept like 5 hours a night, the whole shoot. Cause I had so much stuff going on.
It consumes you. And by the way, I totally know Gregory Harrison now too. Love that guy. That's great.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's his daughter. What a small world. Wow. That's great. I love keeping it in the family too.
Would you say you are the most difficult actor you've had to direct?
You know, probably. Cause, I'm sitting there going, I mean, you'd think I would know my lines the best because like I wrote it, you know, but because I had so many other things going on and the shots, I'm like flubbing my lines. And I'm like, all right, I gotta lock it down. I wrote these lines. I know these lines because I wrote them. And then like, I'm having this internal fight with the director in my head because I directed it. So I'm like, no, don't tell me what to do. You got to do that over there. Oh, don't tell me what to do. So I'm fighting with myself. So. Yeah, it's not easy.
Good for you, man. Good for you pulling this off. I'm looking forward to checking it out.
Oh, thanks, man. It's a fun ride.
Yeah. And do you have a wedding date set, by the way? Or
you know, well, it's COVID 2020, so nothing's happening this year. Everything's on ice this year, right? So probably we were going to do it this year. Probably, you know, it all depends when this ends.
Right.
And hopefully it ends soon because I think everybody's getting a little mentally exhausted with like just – not seeing people, not being able to hug. I miss hugging you, Mario. That's how much.
Hey, just so you know, when I see you, first thing I'm gonna do is tackle you and that's bear hug coming in.
I'm giving you mental hugs right now through Zoom.
Virtual hugs.
Yes, yeah, Zoom. I found something out the other day. You know, on Zoom where it says hide your profile.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this, but there's a button that says hide your profile. That doesn't mean the camera's off.
Oh,
I literally was on a Zoom call and I'm thinking, oh, I'll hide my profile beep. And I'm listening and I'm like, I got to get to work. I actually was filming and I was like, I got to get to work. They're waiting for me downstairs, but I got to listen to this call. I'll just jump in the shower and I'll multitask. And so I ripped my shirt off and I'm about to take my pants off. And somebody on a Zoom call goes, "You've been working out, Fetch?" And I was like, and you freeze like they can't see you, but they can. So I'm like hiding, but I'm frozen. I'm like, can they see me right now? And it was a disaster, but it could have been worse. But don't press hide your profile. I don't think that turns the camera off unless I like missed the button.
That's solid advice. Note to self. I will not be doing
a lot
that.
Of embarrassing Zoom stuff.
Also, Mario only uses Zoom in this studio, so it's a good rule to not take. Don't take your clothes
off anyway. Mario, just take your shirt off anyway, and then tell people to watch my movie.
In that order. In that order. That's how I'm doing it.
The Vanished is really about a shirt.
Right.
Yeah.
How are the
Lopez is naked in my movie, by the way.
There you go. I'm waiting for you to ask me to be naked in a movie. One of these days, maybe it'll come to fruition.
Well, I'd like to keep it in the family, Morris, so for sure you're going to be in my next
Okay, movie. Sounds good.
Actually, I have a script where it's a Hispanic movie. It's all
is
like,
that right?
Yeah, it's a white kid who grows up in a Hispanic neighborhood and kind of builds this empire, and it's all about Spanish gangs, and like you'd be perfect in that movie.
Oh wow, what a trip! I'd love to read that actually. I'd love to read that one of these days. All right, we'll talk.
Mario,
you know, man,
only plays himself now.
So stupid.
With his shirt off.
Stupid. Don't listen to these guys. How are the kids, man? How are the girls?
They're good. You know,
how old are they now?
They're hardly kids. I think two of them are driving.
Oh no.
Yeah, so, it goes quick, man. I mean, how old are yours?
You know, mine are still little, 9, 6, and 1, so.
Yeah, I mean, they'll be driving in the blink of an eye.
Oh, gosh. God forbid. It really does go by quick, huh?
Yeah, it does.
Cannot believe that.
They go from driving you crazy to driving. It's that quick.
What's this with the fashion line you got coming out? I didn't know you were into design and stuff.
A collaboration with a t-shirt company called Tank Farm, and I'm super stoked about it. Like I haven't done a lot with fashion, but I'm a t-shirt and jeans guy.
Yeah.
And I love t-shirts that, you know, you get and they're just kind of soft, like you've worn them 1,000 times, you know, and they're so hard to find because you buy these t-shirts, they're like cardboard. You got to wash them.
Those are my kind of t-shirts.
These t-shirts are so soft and vintage feel. And so we did this collaboration because they're kind of a surf motorcycle kind of vibe.
Uh-huh.
And so they took my motorcycle and they printed it and they did like a sketch and put it on the shirt. And it's pretty cool. And then I hand autographed them. So there's a limited edition of those. And you could go to my Instagram at Peter Facinelli. There's a in the website link at the top.
Yeah.
And people can order them.
Nice, man.
I knew it's going to be my favorite t-shirt for sure.
Right on. Right on. And
I'll send you one.
I'll rock it. Let me know. I'll rock it. Also in the works, a couple movies just wanted to mention, 13 Minutes and The Ravine. When do you think we'll get to see those?
I know they're both done and they're both in the can. I think one of them was going to try to go to Sundance, but who knows what's happening with Sundance.
Right.
So probably early next year, like first quarter of next year for both of them.
Right on, man. Good for you. Yeah. Before I let you go, Peter, I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. Okay.
Yeah.
Favorite show you've binged during quarantine?
Handmaid's Tale.
Did you do the whole deal, huh?
All 3 seasons. Yeah. And like they couldn't have gone by faster. Like it's so good. Yeah. I'm so bummed that I waited this long.
Yeah, I know.
Like, the acting is good. The story is good. Like the way the cinematography was shot. Rarely do I watch a show and I'm like, it's like a masterclass in like cinematography and acting.
Right.
Really, really great.
Favorite Italian meal?
Oof. Wow. I'm Italian. So like every meal I eat is Italian, right?
Yeah. Pretty skinny for that.
Let's see. My mom makes a really good risotto.
Okay. Yeah. I love risotto. Very underrated. Celebrity crush growing up.
Wow. Alyssa Milano, honestly, it was like, who's the boss, right?
Yeah. That was all our generation.
That was it. That was on. There wasn't that many shows on. It was Alyssa Milano and then Saved by the Bell. There was a couple of crushes I had on that too. Tiffany.
There you go. Yeah. We have similar tastes. What's the most fun you've ever had on a set?
I always have fun on set, so that's hard. I mean, I love what I do. So, like
the set you laughed on the most.
Nurse Jackie.
Really?
Yeah, because my character is just so stupid. <It's> like, I couldn't get lines out without laughing because right. like, the dialogue was so funny and the situations were so funny.
Right.
So it was that was a good time. And the actors that I worked with, Edie Falco and Merritt Weaver, they were all so great. So like, I had such a good time on that. It was a comedy, so it made me laugh.
Yeah, good. That's good to hear. What is that? I've been trying to make out that movie poster behind you. Is that Steve it's McQueen?
Yeah,
I love Steve McQueen. One of my favorites. What movie is that?
It's Bullet.
Oh yeah.
Might it's either Bullet or The Getaway.
I can't.
But it's a French it's a French poster.
Oh, that's what it is.
Title, and it says "Hold Up" on it. So I think it's called. I think it's The Getaway. It's either Getaway or Bullet.
He's one of my favorites.
It's not The Towering Inferno because nothing's on fire.
Got it. Is this your office you're calling from?
No, this is just my living room, and I got I love McQueen and Newman, Marlon Brando.
Oh yeah,
they're all inspirations for me. I got them all through the house.
That's cool, man. That's cool. You got solid
Mario
taste.
Mario Lopez,
right,
I got a poster of you.
I hope it's life size in its own.
That's in the garage. I got the cardboard cutout. I go and meditate there.
The naked version. Yeah. You need to get the pinata. That's what this there guy's got. Go. There's the pinata right there.
Wow.
I'm going to beat him. Go. He's looking a little
Is
more
that
like
a pinata?
That's a pinata. We got to actually hang it.
You got a Mario Lopez pinata?
Apparently. Evidently, I do. But I'll tell you what. If you haven't seen it, got to check out The Vanished. It is on demand right now. Peter, thanks so much for checking in, man. Hopefully,
Thank
we'll see you in
so
person soon.
Good to see you again.
Hey, I'd love to read that script.
Yeah, for sure.
If you're
sure.
able to check it out, that one. Let me know.
I'll send it to you for sure.
Okay, thanks, pal.
Yeah.
Take care. On with Mario Lopez.